السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our topic today is the Tawbah and repentance of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu an. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu states that it was in the 9th year of the Hijrah, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the announcement that we are going to go towards the direction of Tabuk. Previously, I had not missed any battle except the Battle of Badr, because that took place in extraordinary circumstances. Nevertheless, the people started preparing, the people were donating some substantial amount, some small amounts. And I said, tomorrow, I have a very fast means of conveyance. Lo and behold, it was the month of Rajab. In the 9th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, approximately 30,000 left Medina Munawwara. Almighty Allah refers to it in Surah Tawbah, and Almighty Allah speaks about it in verses 117 to 119. Fi sa'atil usra, it was difficult time because they did not have enough means of conveyance. It was the intense heat. Yea, in Medina Munawwara, the crops were ripe, meaning the dates. It was June, July time. And now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam left. Sahaba went 30,000 approximately. Yea, in Medina Munawwara, only the munafiqeen and hypocrites, and those people who were really ill and sick, and maybe one, two others were left behind. I was with them. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Tabuk and asked, Ma fa'ala Ka'ab? Why is Ka'ab and what has he done? Somebody said that now he has become affluent and rich, so that is why he didn't come. So Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was present. He said, no. We only know ma alimna alayhi khair. We only know good about him, ya Rasulullah. That is what Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu said. Nevertheless, now Nabi alayhi salatu salam was about to return from Tabuk back to Medina Munawwara. And here, when Nabi alayhi salam returned, then the first stop would be the masjid. And when Nabi alayhi salatu salam arrived, then we find more than 80 people, majority of them munafiqeen and hypocrites, each one taking a big oath and saying they had this uzr and this excuse and so forth. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam knew that they are lying, and ayats were revealed. Then my turn came. I went to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he smiled. But the smiling was of a person who was very, very upset as well. And asked me, Ma khalfaka, why did you stay behind? Alam takun qadibta'ata zaharak. Didn't you purchase an animal and means of conveyance? He said, yes. He said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I was in the presence of anybody else, then I would have made some excuse, and that person would have accepted my excuse. But in front of you, Ya Rasulullah, I don't want to make any propaganda, any stories. I am guilty as charged, no mitigating circumstances. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Amma hadha faqad sadaq. So this person, yeah, he spoke the truth. Faqum hatta yaghdillahu fik. Till Allah Jalla wa Ala passes the verdict regarding you. Faqum, you stand up and go now. Hatta yaqdi Allahu fiq, till Almighty Allah passes the verdict regarding you. Nevertheless, some people from Banu Salima came and said, you should have just made excuse and so forth. And then I realized that no, I did the right thing. And there were two other Sahaba, Murara bin Rabi and Hilal bin Umayyah radiallahu anhu. They participated in the Battle of Badr, and they also did not go, although they could have managed to go. For all three of us, Allah said, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, and those three who stayed behind and remained behind. Now, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Sahaba must not speak to us. And remember, this continued for 50 days. They loved Nabi alayhi salatu salam more than their own wives and parents and siblings and children. They made salam, Nabi alayhi salam would turn away. Remember that Nabi alayhi salam would not smile with them. Obviously, all this because of wahi and revelation to teach the ummah that when with call is made by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have to go. He says, now I had to go and speak to someone. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then I make salam. I don't know whether the master alayhi salam replied or not. I went to my cousin, he's my best friend, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, and I made salam. He also didn't reply. I asked him, that do you know I love Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He kept quiet. And then he said, Allah wa Rasulu a'lam. And then I cried. Ka'ab says, I cried. And then I jumped the wall. And now I knew that these are big trial and tests for me. In the interim, a letter was brought to me from the leader of Ghassan, non-Muslim. And he said, why don't you join us? I knew that this is satanic thoughts. So I took that letter and I burnt it. And then 40 days had passed. 40 nights had passed. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. Quran says that the world became so constrained and narrow despite its vastness. And وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَعَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. And they were sure that none will give them refuge and help them except Allah. After 40 days, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, the three of them, your wives must separate from you. Ka'b bin Malik says that they were old people, meaning comparatively to me, and they were just crying all the time. That is, Murara bin Rabi and Hilal bin Umayyah. I was a young person. I used to go to the masjid, but no one is speaking to me. And then still 10 days passed. I read Fajr Salat in my area, and I was sitting on the roof of my house. Then suddenly the sound came and the shout came, Abshir, Abshir, Ya Ka'b ibn Malik, and O Ka'b bin Malik, great tidings for you. I knew now my tawbah is accepted. There and then, fakhararatu sajida, I made sajda and made sajda a shukr. Gratefulness, thankfulness to Almighty Allah. And then the Sahaba came, and Talha radiallahu anhu came running from the Muhajireen to meet me. And then I entered Masjid Nabawi. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting. Then I went, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was face mubarak, countenance mubarak was glittering and shining. Abshir bi khairi yawmin marra alayka mundu waladatka ummuk. O Ka'b, be happy and pleased. This is the greatest day, the day your mother, from the time your mother gave birth to you. I asked the Master alayhi salam that the wahi came to you, or meaning is it in the Quran Sharif? He said, no, it's in the Quran. Subhanallah. This is how Almighty Allah elevated the rank and state of Sahaba. In that elation and happiness, he said, Inna min tawbati an akhli an khali min mali. I give my wealth to the path of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, amsik alayka ba'da malik. You keep some of your wealth, it is better for you. Okay, my share of khaybar I will give. Lo and behold, that 50 days passed, I know what I went through. And in that way there, Almighty Allah praised us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. That you must be with those people that are to adopt taqwa and stay with those people who are truthful. And those people who lied, for them the ayat was, sayahlifuna billahi idhan qalabtum. And remember, when you return, learn, they will lie. So Almighty Allah exposed them, and for them Allah Jalla Wala elevated their rank and status. So this briefly is the Tawbah of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu an, and the two companions, Hazrat Murara radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hilal bin Umayyah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.